You are listening to Western Iowa's information leader, KCIM. I'm Nathan Cones, here with your midday news for this Monday, June 22nd, 2026. Iowa Secretary of Agriculture Mike Negg has launched a new conservation initiative aimed at improving water quality in the greater Des Moines watershed through expanded incentives for cover crops and other conservation practices, which will be available here in our listening area. The Greater Des Moines Watershed Program, created as part of the Farm to Faucet Water Quality Package that was signed into law June 1st, will focus on 22 counties upstream from the Des Moines metropolitan area. The Iowa Department of Agriculture and Land Stewardship is investing an additional $2.5 million into the effort. As part of the program's first phase, cost share assistance for both new and existing cover crop users will increase to $25 per acre, with the eligibility expanded to as many as 500 acres per farmer or landowner. The department says the goal is to double cover crop adoption within the watershed. One of the biggest impediments to cover crop adoption is surely cost alone. So the hope there is the subsidy will encourage more participation. Negg says that improving water quality requires a system-wide approach from the farm to the faucet. And he notes that cover crops do help reduce erosion as well, improve soil health, and keep those nutrients out of waterways. The enhanced incentives will be available in 22 central and northern central Iowa counties, and that does include Carroll, Ottoman, and Guthrie counties, to name just a few. Iowa State University will begin selling alcoholic beverages throughout Jack Tri Stadium this fall and Hilton Coliseum this winter as the athletics department seeks new revenue sources amid growing financial pressures in college sports. Athletic Director Jamie Pollard announced the change in a letter to Cyclones fans, citing rising costs and ongoing efforts to strengthen the department's financial position through additional ticket sales, sponsorships, donations, and special events. So under the new policy, beer, wine, and prepackaged ready-to-drink cocktails will be available for purchase by fans 21 years of age and older with a valid ID. Sales will be limited to two drinks per transaction, and designated cutoff times will be enforced during the games as well. The move also ends re-entry at Jack Tri Stadium during games. So once you're in, you're staying in. Alcohol sales will be restricted to designated concourses and gate area locations and will not be permitted on the stadium's grass hillsides or sold by vendors in the seating areas. Pollard says a portion of net proceeds will fund alcohol education, student wellness programs, and public safety enhancements. The university also plans to continue investing in game day security and weapon detection technology. Those two things not necessarily directly related. But again, the Cyclone is going to be offering alcohol sales starting this fall for at least the football program and then at Hilton Coliseum beginning in the winter. The Iowa Economic Development Authority Board has approved community attraction and tourism, also known as CAT grants, for three communities. IEDA spokesperson Kanan Kappelman says Lamar's is receiving $1 million to enhance their city park with the construction of pickleball courts, outdoor fitness, and a wellness area as part of an almost $6.8 million renovation. The city of Ogden, just on the eastern side of the listening area, was awarded $274,000 for two new youth baseball fields. Those will be equipped with lighting, dugouts, and scoreboards. The community of Wellman is receiving a grant of $73,000 to create a dedicated park to honor veterans from all branches of the military with large granite monuments. Kappelman says the park will also honor local and county first responders. And we do need to step away here for just a moment. Stick around. Got more news on the way. It's right after this on KCIM.
Something special about taking the back roads, seeing Iowa in a new way, and finding hidden gems. The Choose Iowa Farm Crawl is June 26th and 27th. Enjoy the people, places, and flavors that make Iowa unique. From farm stands to farmers markets, farm-to-table restaurants, specialty shops, and more. Your next adventure is closer than you think. The Choose Iowa Farm Crawl is free and perfect for a summer road trip. Learn more at ChooseIowa.com.
I can trace family members who served from World War I to today, each one helping shape who I am. My family chose to share their stories with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project. Voices, letters, and memories that bring their service to life. Searching for their stories was easy. you can discover powerful stories too, told through the voices of America's veterans. Explore, remember, and share at loc.gov/vets.
All your favorite 80s hits. Hey, 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 hey. All in the same night. Live. Saturday, June 27th, Wild Rose Casino and Hotel Jefferson welcomes Electric Avenue. Get your tickets at the Iowa store or wildroseresorts.com. Electric Avenue, June 27th. Wild Rose Casino and Hotel Jefferson. You'd rather be here.
Welcome back to KCIM's Midday News. I'm Nathan Cones reporting. It has been just 2 weeks since Rob Sand, the Democratic Party's nominee for Iowa governor, announced Crawford County Supervisor Dave Muehlbauer as his pick for lieutenant governor. That selection was made official on June 13th at the party's state convention in Des Moines. Muehlbauer is a fifth-generation farmer and spent almost his entire life on the family farm near Manila. He left only briefly to attend a year of college when he got a call from his dad, Dan, who also previously served as a supervisor and state legislator, asking him to come back and work on the farm with him, which he says was one of the best decisions he ever made, as he got to spend 20 years working on the farm with his father before he passed away. As I mentioned, Muehlbauer does have a family history in politics. Dan Muehlbauer, previously serving for the Crawford County Board of Supervisors and as an Iowa representative, and his grandfather, Lewis, also holding both of those positions at one point. According to Muehlbauer, he was raised in a locally focused political environment, and he says the focus through the Muehlbauer generations has always been on how you can help your neighbors. Muehlbauer did manage to win election as a Democrat twice in Crawford County, which voted overwhelmingly Republican in 2024, which he attributes to local voters caring more about the person running behind the ticket rather than the letter behind the name. He cites an example of going down to the Aspenwall Co-op, having a cup of coffee with the guys, asking his opinion on certain pieces of legislature or an issue coming up at the Board of Supervisors and getting to talk about it a little bit more in depth. And during those conversations, party doesn't quite matter as much. One thing that does come along with having family previously serving in elected positions is that those positions on issues are often attributed to someone other than the candidate themselves. For example, in his final term in office, Representative Dan Muehlbauer made comments advocating for the ban of certain firearms in the state. Muehlbauer says candidates should be judged based on the positions they hold themselves. And he says, that's something his father said, it's not something he said, so try not to cross those two over too much. Muehlbauer made his comments with KCIM that aired this morning, a great interview. Check that out. It's online at 1380kcim.com. Also, renovations are underway for another of the historic buildings at the Iowa State Fair. State Fair CEO Jeremy Parsons says the renovation of the Swine Barn will cost nearly $20 million.
When completed, it will be the largest renovation project in fair history, and it's a three-year overhaul of a building that was first constructed in 1907 and last had major improvements done to it in 1942.
He says there's a lot of work to do yet.
It will involve really removing nearly three-fourths of the roof, as well as nearly three-fourths of the interior floor to make major improvements to the stormwater retention system and drainage system.
Parsons says the building has been notorious for allowing water infiltration.
Anybody who spent some time in the Swine Barn at the Iowa State Fair knows that it leaks and ends up kind of being the drain for the fairgrounds. And so lots of mitigation efforts involved there, along with just a complete overhaul of the entire building.
Parsons says they will do a lot of work while not taking away from the historic nature of the building.
Obviously, with the whole property being on the National Register of Historic Places, any renovations we do are done very carefully and thoughtfully. So the Swine Barn will still maintain that beautiful brick exterior. But really what will be involved in that is just a modern inside in terms of painting and lighting.
He says upgrades to make the restrooms in the building more accessible will be finished before this year's fair. The rest of the work will be taking place after the fair wraps up.
We have completed a two-year, $6 million renovation on the sheep barn. That was done in the fall of 2024. And then when you come to the fair this year, you will see the completion of the two-year, $13 million renovation of the horse barn So now we're moving into the swine barn, and then the final barn to be done will be the cattle barn.
Once those renovations are completed, it'll put them closer to completing the overall work that they announced in 2022. And that's going to wrap up your news. I'm Nathan Cones reporting.